Minimalist funk arranging. Hey, your gem came on in the playlist. I'd ask you to pause it for this, but I would never want to disturb someone's groove. Have a moment to think though, does the music sound impressive? Rich and lush, lively and epic. Are there many different things sparkling in the song's production and making you move? Well, I hate to break it to you, but your ears can't actually keep track of many sounds at once at all. In reality, what you're hearing in your favorite songs are several instruments and sounds joining together to make what your ears think of as a single element that sounds really nice. It's all smart production choices and audio mixing trickery. To think we are paying for our Spotify subscriptions and can't actually hear most of the sounds in the music. We've all been had, right? Actually, it's just another example of how our ears, eyes and hearts like being tricked in ways that impress us. Indeed, music production is all about looking at it from the listener's perspective. Even in the most flashy sounding hit songs of our time, there aren't that many things going on at once. And if there are, you can't actually perceive most of them by themselves. That's a good thing. I would argue that's why those songs are hits. So what makes a hit website? Or a hit app? Hidden from view, several elements coming together to give the user something powerful that they can understand. Only a few things happening at once, but at the same time it's a world all of its own. The freedom to keep what the user sees simple while secretly energizing the application to its fullest. It's worth noting that this recipe has worked for your ears, all this time you've had your tunes going. The rest of our senses are just as receptive to this.